Good morning, we're learning Chayadim Klal Ches, and we're looking at Siman Zayin. We're moving to the paragraph of Lailam He Adam. Kishayamra Lefikach, Bilafikach, Pasuk Shema Yisrael. So in the last paragraph, Lefikach, Anatach Yom Lahadoz, and we say, Shanatha Mashkibim Marim Erevavakar, Marim Pamayim Bachol, Yom Shema Yisrael. So Sarak Lizar Shecham and Shana Roitza, Lotzez Bezayi Dei Kriya Shema, Elka Karbatar. He's not saying the Pasuk of Shema, to be yet to the midst of Shema, he's saying it to just say over words of Torah. The Gra, because of this question, just said the words, he, instead of saying the whole pasuk, the whole six words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he would say we are Ashreinu that we were zeichet to say every day Shema Yisrael, and all he would say was those two words. But our minhag is to say the whole pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Hashem Kol Chazal Adon Bo'ed. So if we're going to say the whole pasuk, it would look like we want to be yotze the mitzvah. So a person should have kavanah that he does not want to be yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema now. He wants to be yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema later on, the appropriate time when he's going to say Birchas Kriya Shema before and afterwards, and have the Shema said with the appropriate brachas surrounding it. Even though in case of necessity, you can read Shema earlier and say the brachas later on. Now that's true in the case of necessity. But to do Yotze Shema now and then read it later, say the brachas later on, that would not be proper to do. The only argument would be in a case where you're afraid that by the time you get to later on a davening, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Shema in the appropriate time. Now, there is a machlokes in halacha whether the first pasuk or the first paragraph or the both paragraphs are deraisa. The third paragraph is deraisa because of the mitzvah of Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim. So let's leave that for a moment. But is the mitzvah of Shema the first pasuk, the first paragraph, or the first two paragraphs? So he's saying over here that we have to be worried that possibly the mitzvah of Shema is just the first pasuk. I said the first pasuk. So I have come on, I have to my mitzvah. End of conversation. She said, no, so don't do that. Have come on not to be yotze. But in a case where you want to for sure be yotze, so now we go the other way. He says that not only should you say the first posik, you should actually say all three parashiyas. And you should have in mind, lots of Kriya Shema. He says in the paragraph, in the parenthesis over here, Vav Shem Rabbi Yehuda Hachosid Lohoya Omer Rak Shema Baruch Shem. He didn't say all of the paragraphs. The Asherma, the Sirlik, the Pasurishan Levad, who deraisa, he's going with the opinion that only the first Pasuk is deraisa. Well, Fima, the Kaimel, and the base Parashah is Kriyashma deraisa. Both Parashahs are deraisa. And, the Gamasarach Laskar, Yisayas Mitzrayim, Bisman Kriyashma, Kain Sarach Likras Kulam. And we also hold the Gamar Masakim together with Kriyashma to say Yisayas Mitzrayim. The Midaraisa, Schir Sisayas Mitzrayim, can be said anywhere time during the day. We hold once by day and once by night, like you say in Lagada, by day and by night. There's no requirement of saying it in the first 3 hours. That's not the Raisa. However, there is a Din Rabbanan, the Prima Gadam says, there's a Din Rabbanan of saying Kriya Shema, saying Schir Sisayas Mitzrayim, together with Kriya Shema, and it has to be completed within the time frame of Kriya Shema. So, I'll look at, and I'm cutting it close, and I see we just have a few moments, and I'll be able to finish the first paragraphs of Shema before the Zman, Seif Zman Kriya Shema, but not the third paragraph of Yitzis and Tzvayim, which I'll be here to the whole day with. So you're right, you'll fulfill your mitzvah of the Raisa of Shema ending before the Zman, and the mitzvah of Eskir, Yitzis and Tzvayim afterwards, because you can say it the whole day. But the kind of the Rabbanan of saying it in the appropriate time together with Shema, you will not fulfill. So since over here we're worried you're not going to get to Kriya Shema later on within the appropriate time, you're going to need to say all three paragraphs earlier on. So you would say the paragraph of Lefikach, get to Shredin, which were Nathan Mashkimim Maribim Erev Vakar Barim Pamayim B'chol Yom, and you say all three paragraphs of Shema. Now you really should say Kem Lach Namon as well to get in your Remach Evorim. That should be 248 words corresponding to the 248 parts of the body. And then after you finish that, you will continue with the the atua shel nivra ha'olam, atu mishen nivra ha'olam. I want to clarify one more point about this, but we'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a good morning.